He sees it as the maximum that is possible to him of all of the alternatives available to him, and even those that he thinks might be available if he were to drop what he was doing and go look for them. And the similarity in values creates the atmosphere that what is good for one is good for the other. Not in regard to all specifics, of course, but in general, what would please one would please the other because their values are so similar. Now, what happens if competition suddenly rears its head onto the scene? I think that's a mixed metaphor. I'll think about that, come up with something even more mixed. But at any rate, what happens if competition suddenly pokes its head into the scene? Meaning that one individual suddenly finds a third party to be more attractive romantically, either more attractive than the present partner, or at least enough attractive to want to explore the possibility further. Well, what does all this mean? Well, first of all, it could be just a blind alley. Once having checked out the possibility, it may prove to be a complete mistake. But suppose the exploration proves to be profitable, that one individual does find a third party to be more attractive than the party of the second part. Then this means that more is possible to that individual than he previously accepted. There is some better relationship than that which he had been accepting up to that point. But it also means that there must have been an opening in the previous relationship that made it possible for the individual to find something even better. But because love is based upon a mutuality of values, rather than a trading between those with non-mutual values, it also means that the party of the second part, the one who is supposedly being rejected, also has a more ideal relationship available to him. The opening between supply and demand is going to apply to both parties, not just to one of them. And if that opening exists there, so much so that one of the individuals can see another arrangement more attractive to him, then obviously there must be an arrangement more attractive to the other party too. Because whatever the one is not receiving from the relationship is going to have to be compensated for by a similar lack for the other party. Competition in love is an indication that both parties should be able to improve their status through other relationships. The presence of a third party should not be a signal to panic. Why should it be a signal to panic? If there is something your beloved is not getting from you that leads her to look elsewhere, then there must be something that you're not getting too. Shouldn't you be looking elsewhere to see if there isn't a better arrangement of market elements that would be more satisfactory to what you really want? Of course, it's possible that a lack of understanding may be causing a false appearance of competition, and it will only take a little exploration to determine that. But there is no point at any time to trying to put false barriers in the way of competition by either party. As I mentioned last week, once an ideal relationship is found, it's not likely to be disrupted by third parties at all. Both parties are going to be very single-minded. But even if another one, a third party, comes along who has much the same values, the individuals are getting too much from the present relationship to give it up and try to start all over again, making a future investment just to get the same rapport and understanding that exists right now. Well, should jealousy ever exist then? Is there any reason why jealousy should ever exist? Well, ideally, no. Let's define jealousy as the belief that another individual's attraction is a threat to one's happiness, meaning that you look out and you see that somebody else's attraction, meaning attracting your spouse or any other associate you have, is somehow a threat to your happiness, that the fact that someone else in the marketplace is attractive can in any way impair your happiness. This is jealousy, then. So then, should you ever feel uncomfortable because a customer looks enthusiastically at another supplier? More specifically, should you ever get the shakes when your beloved finds another person of your sex interesting and romantically attractive? Well, whether or not one should be upset or panic at this time, I can think of at least three reasons why he might. Let's look at these three reasons why a person might feel what we have defined as jealousy. They are inadequate understanding, vulnerability, and impatience. The first possibility is that the